Hello guys, Jack here from Jack Makes Happy Hour podcast, and yes, the rumours are true, we're heading back out on tour in May 2024. 68% of the tickets are already sold out, but there are still a few left at Edinburgh, Newcastle, Manchester, Birmingham, Leeds, Cardiff, Sheffield, Nottingham, Bristol, Bury, and our home city of Norwich. So, don't waste any time, grab your tickets today, and come and watch me, Alfie and Robbie live.
And me.
Mainly me, Alfie and Robbie, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
HappyHourLive.co.uk. See you in May.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Makes happy hour. Go on, I'll take it.
Dear Robbie,
please give me your garby, and can you make it extra slobby?
Yeah. You're asking him to suck you off?
Yeah. And then there was a line about our nobby.
Hold on, something about, and then there was like, the line.
Your mouth around my nobby. Yeah.
When did you guys write this together?
I want your mouth around my nobby.
On the way back from the shop.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
just
there was a few happy hours.
They were loving it.
Yeah, they got involved.
It's like West Side Story. Everyone started.
Robbie,
please give me your garby.
I've never seen West Side Story. Is that a song in that?
Yeah.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to Jack Makes Happy Hour podcast. I'm here with the Foreskins, Alfie, Stevie, Robbie, not called that. How are we? Before you talk about how you are, I want to show you.
Jack's changed chair because he can't stop moving. It's squeaky, so this one he just lobs on the floor.
Well, that's because we listen to the feedback, don't we? And people said, oh, the chair's a bit squeaky, so I'm changing it. Do you want to see my
strap? Got some WD-40 or something? Just give
me I bought some on Amazon. Okay. No, I bought a new chair off Amazon, actually, is what I bought.
So rather than oil it or anything, you just thought you'd just throw one out and get a new one?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Play on.
Do you want to see my socks? My niece got me these for Christmas. Would you like to see them?
Yeah.
How old's your niece?
Three.
How'd she afford them?
Huh?
How'd she afford them?
This doesn't check out, mate.
Her mum did.
Right.
There's an easier way, surely, to show us your...
I can't from my angle, it looks...
Birkenstocks.
Oh, Birkenstocks.
Hey!
Oh, wow.
What are they, like sandals?
Yeah, they look like sandals, don't they?
Okay.
All right, expect a better reaction.
Why did you think it was going to be a better reaction?
Because they're fucking sick, aren't they?
They're sandal socks.
I wore them on Christmas Day and it brought the house down.
Really?
Mm. Right. Your mum was drinking though.
I think they're nice.
Do you want to see both of them?
No.
Okay.
I kind of do now because I want to see how you're going to do it. I want to see what your technique is for getting... The legs are going to snap on that chair.
For the audio listeners, Jack's case.
I like how they've even got the tread at the bottom. That's a nice bit of detail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
White socks get quite dirty on the bottom as well, so to have them black at the bottom is quite smart.
Yeah.
How long are you going to stay like that for the episode?
Can I do the whole episode like this?
You've got a big hair hanging off one of them.
Right. Can you imagine if Joe Rogan just...
What, wearing them?
Yeah. With a UFC star. Right. So what are we up to?
Are you staying like that?
Well, that's going to be very hard for me.
From this angle, it looks like it's not your... You know those costumes that you wear where the legs are halfway up?
It looks like a little bear holding down.
Yeah, it looks like one of them.
Stay like that, but cut everything in the pod up till now.
Mate, I swear, that I want to take a picture. That does not look like your legs from this angle.
I'm so intrigued.
Look at that.
That looks well weird.
Just good for a primarily audio podcast.
No, it's not. Right, let me put my legs... Oh.
How are you going to get out of this situation?
I actually don't know. Can you make sure I don't die?
I can't break any promises. I'm definitely going to move your coffee, though. What are you doing?
Right.
I really want you to fall for a clip.
I'd break my neck.
Not necessarily.
It'll bang clip, bang views there, wouldn't it?
Oh. Right, it's Monday. The week has begun. the working week's in full flow.
Is it because it's 2:40 we're just starting? And you've shown us your songs for 10 minutes.
Last Monday, we released the first argumental with the Foreskins. And during that episode, there was quite a big moment, wasn't there, Alfie?
Drama.
Drama alert. Because the guy that, well, someone found your phone and texted you mid-show. Which was a bit of a running theme.
Yeah.
And how was it left last week? I can't remember. How was it left?
He was trying to arrange whether they could meet up, but we didn't have a definitive answer. It didn't seem like it was going to happen. He kept coming up with excuses. Mm-hmm. I got rugby and all that. So what happened after the pod?
Wow. God, I hold all the power, don't I?
For a very short period of time, we'll move on.
Well, I'm enjoying
it. Can I just say as well?
Yeah.
Because obviously, we're your mates, we know what happened, right? It was one that we normally hold off telling each other these things because of the podcast, but
I haven't told you a massive detail.
Right. And the thing is, this is real.
Yeah.
Like, people are going to think
everything
that
I say from now on is totally real.
Yeah.
I would like to start by saying, do not. Nobody do what I did.
And what do you mean?
Well, I'll tell you what. Nobody, the right thing to do, right?
Are you giving a try this at home warning?
What did you
do? Don't go and meet a stranger who you think is a criminal to get a phone back.
In exchange for a blowjob.
There was none of that.
Okay.
Garby.
I say to him, let's meet in the pub.
So we finished recording.
Yeah.
And he texts you, does he?
He texts me saying, come to this place on the tube. The first time I've said no to this man, I said, I'm not doing that. You can come here, please. Right?
Yeah.
He then, either I say, I'll meet you at the pub. I say, I'll buy you a drink. Because I'm like, trying to be all matey with him.
Thanks for stealing my phone. Here's a pint.
He didn't steal my phone, though. This is the thing.
That's what he's claiming.
We all thought he did.
Yeah, allegedly.
Right. I went to the pub and I was shitting myself.
We'd all left you.
Yeah.
We went, oh, we need to drive home.
I was genuinely...
Really comfortable now, so I need to get a babysitter then. So
yeah.
Let off each
I was so nervous because I didn't know... The worst case scenario in my head is this guy turns up and it's like five of them and they just steal my replacement phone.
That would be fun.
That would be
amazing.
I go in there.
Well, originally you were going to meet him in the tube station, and I said, "Alfie,
Go
meet him in the pub."
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not streetwise, and it's going to become very apparent by the end of the story. I'm not a streetwise person, so I go into the pub and I order a Diet Coke, and I think I need someone on my side here in case this shit goes south.
Because we all just went home.
Yeah.
Is that bad of us?
Yeah.
We were kind of and an Aaron trying to decide whether to go with you.
I would have stayed, but you were going, I need to get home.
I did have to get
home. Yeah, he had to get home as well. Yeah.
Well, if I died, you know.
It would have been on them.
Yeah.
But we had.
Well, probably on.
If my
children
had died at home without a babysitter, it would have been
on Alfie. Yeah.
On me, yeah.
So I'm off this Scott.
Yeah.
Win-win.
Well, you could have just stayed and got a train home, but you went, I'm not getting on a train.
Oh, yeah.
That's fair enough. So I say to the bar lady, listen, I might be meeting a criminal.
Do you say that? Is that your opening line?
Yeah, that's not a line you want to say.
I'll start again because I'm not going to lie and that is a lie. I just I said, barkeep, come hither.
Don't do it.
Sorry.
Can you say what you actually
said?
Yes,
I'll say what I actually said. It was probably along the lines of like, hi, yeah, by the way, basically, it's a long story, but this guy...
Why are you saying, by the way? By the way.
Because I'd ordered my drink.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm coming back over. And I did say, by the way. By the way, I'm meeting this guy. He says he's found my phone, so I got mugged last week. It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing.
Right.
Can you please... I'm sitting over there. Would you please keep an eye on me in case he stabs me or something? And she went, what?
Say in case he stabs me?
I said, in case he's a criminal and he stabs me.
Right.
I thought her face sort of looked at the expression like, do you have to come here? But she was like, oh God. Yeah. Yeah. Of course. Like, and then I can't remember what her name was, but let's say it's Katie. She was like, just, yeah, my name's Katie. Like, just shout my name if anything happens. So I was thinking that's going to be a humiliating moment.
Stabber, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Katie!
He's killing me! It's happening again. They've got my phone.
Then he calls me.
So this is the guy that claims to have your phone.
Yeah.
Not the guy that stole
your phone. Well, actually, I'm on the phone to Ali, and she's going, what are you doing? It's just a phone. Just leave it. I'm going, it's for the pod. And
I've got nothing for all calls. I've got to get stabbed.
And he's going, so I was convinced he was Indian. So I'm waiting for an Indian man to show up. I'm basically waiting for my dad in a tracksuit.
Why were you convinced he was Indian?
Because his accent sounded very Indian on the phone, and I grew up around Indian accents. So there was no doubt in my mind this guy's Indian.
So in your head, it was like a lovely old Indian bloke like your dad. Not old, but...
Yeah, but sort of a bit rough and ready.
Right, okay.
So...
Like your dad after squash?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like my dad after a big, sweaty game of squash.
Yeah.
And a life of crime. And so... He's like, oh, I don't know where you are. Like, I'm at the bar, but I can't see you. And I'm like, well, I'm actually at the bar and you're not here.
Indian chum.
And
there is no one at this table or no one in this world I want this situation to have happened to more than
yeah.
you. I'm so happy.
You should have heard how nice I was being to him. Hello, mate. All right. Yeah. Come on, I'll get you that drink. I was being very nice to him, so he didn't want to kill me. Anyway, he comes in. It's this. He was at the other side of the bar. So he comes round. It's a huge Eastern European guy. Massive.
How big are we talking?
Like a bouncer. Well, you'll find out that was actually his part-time job. He was huge, right?
But not Indian then?
No, not remotely. So I'm racist. There you go.
Clip that.
Yeah. Against
That's
myself.
A gift, isn't
it? I'm racist to Indian.
Somehow it's got some weird sort of self-hatred. I'm like, he comes over and he's like, yeah, how's it going, mate? Gives me this big, like, big dap. Kind of like, yeah, like this. Gets me in. He's like, pulled me in. I can feel all his strength in his arms. He's like that. And he's like, I'm so sorry I hadn't sent it. He was like, I was actually going to send it today. I've just been so busy with work. I was like, mate, don't worry about it. That's fine. Can I get you that drink? He's like, yeah, let's do the phone. He goes into his bag.
What is the bag? Is it a man bag? Is it a
rucksack?
Rucksack, okay.
Takes it out.
Is this one yours or is it this one?
Just a CEX bag.
It's in a little glove.
What do you mean it's in a glove?
It's in a glove.
Oh, he's kept it protected.
A hand glove.
A hand glove. Like a
woman's glove.
Like a wooden mitten.
A mitten?
Yeah.
Mitten.
Sort of like...
So he's keeping the screen
glove. A fucking glove,
yeah,
right?
He's keeping
a
the screen protected.
Yeah, but I want to know, is it like a forensic rubber glove? Is
no,
it like
no.
A
ski glove. A woolly glove.
Like one that keeps your hands warm.
What colour glove?
Green.
Green glove.
Yeah. Did it have fingers or not? Because you said mitten.
Fingers.
Fingers.
You said mitten a minute ago.
What's a mitten?
They're the ones like that.
Okay, it wasn't a mitten.
Right, a glove. You said glove.
It was a glove.
If the glove
he pokes the bottom out as if to present. He pokes his bottom out and goes, well, you're going to have to. He poked the bottom of the phone out the glove as if to be like, go on then. Let's see if it's yours. I'm then like, it doesn't actually have a thumb thing on it, but I'm so scared that I'm putting my thumb on it.
Oh.
Even though it's a face one. And I was like, oh, I'm going to have to put my passcode in. He's like, okay. Pulls it out, gives it to me.
Is he not just going,
no.
Can you unlock this for me then?
No,
he thinks you're lying about the phone.
Yeah. Why wouldn't, the best way to do this, because I lost my phone on a train before, is just before you see the screensaver, tell them what the screen.
Because he took it out and it flashed up and went, oh, that's my girlfriend. Thinking he'd go, oh, fine then.
Right.
And he goes, that's Thugden's girlfriend.
Hey, but, while he's in Morocco.
But I don't get... how he thought you turned up to the pub if it wasn't your phone, because he called your mum from that phone, knowing your mum's number.
Well, he's been stung by this before, because it's not the first.
How often is he given people's phones
hey,
back?
I'm just saying he's been stung. I'm getting to it.
I
love
he
it.
He then.
It's so good.
Right, <isn't>
it goes like.
I unlocked my phone
for him,
and I went, "There we go." And he went, "There you go." He went, "I'm happy if you're happy." He said,
"Now I'm disabling iCloud."
And then I put it in my pocket, and he went, "If you hadn't have unlocked that phone." I would have beat the shit out of you and just walked off.
Hold on, has he threatened you after it?
He said to my friends on the way here, if he doesn't unlock this phone first time, I'm going to punch him and knock him out, and then I'm just going to leave him there with the phone. I'll take the phone because I would be then a thief trying to get a free phone. So I'm thinking, could have told me the T's and C's before I put the passcode in.
That's like he's tried to do a sting operation.
Imagine if you slipped.
I know, I know. I'm going, oh, mate, yeah, I know, I understand. Like, I appreciate that.
Thank you for being such a good upstanding member of society.
I know. Then I'm like, do you want that drink? Thinking he'll go, no, I'll get the train. He's like, yeah, Guinness, if you don't mind. So I go up and the bar lady's there. She's like, is everything all right? Under her breath, I'm like, yeah.
Oh, she still had your back then.
Yeah, okay. Good girl.
Katie.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I think he's all right. He's a bit weird, but he's all right.
And what's he wearing?
Full tracksuit.
Yeah, I could have told you that.
Yeah,
right, okay. I wasn't there. Yeah. I just knew. He
what colour tracksuit? I like to get a visual.
Like
image.
It was like a very dark. It's like Adidas, like very dark green with black.
Oh. Match the gloves.
Yeah, it did a bit. Right. It did a bit.
Right. Sounds like what a thief.
Yeah. And. I then
the bag of
take
swag, stripy top, mask.
I then take the drink back to him. And
how old was he?
Like mid-30s.
Okay.
But it must have been like quite a sight because he's there like 6'10" with a Guinness. I'm there with a Diet Coke, like sipping it for a straw. And we just start talking. I'm messaging Ali like, oh, fucking want to go home so much. Like, but I'm actually scared to look at my phone in case he's like, that's rude, you're looking at your phone, do you know what I mean? Like, I was quite scared of this guy,
this
I'm totally
is
honest.
Madness.
And then he just starts telling me about his life. He's like, talks about all the fights he's been in. He said that one of his mates had got their phone stolen and that they'd gone round, they'd found the thief and like dragged him out of his house and like beat the shit out of him and all of this stuff. And I'm just like, this is just, I'm actually getting dizzy thinking about how scared I was. And I was playing it so cool. I was like, oh yeah, fuck yeah, fucking right. Yeah, like thief.
Did he ask you about how you come to lose your phone?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Why didn't you just punch them?
A lot of his kind of sentences lead back
and
to
And I went, oh mate, I would have. They were on bikes. Like that. And he was like, oh yeah, fuck it, yeah, fucking hell. And then we talked about rugby. He's a good rugby player. He said,
according to him.
Yeah, but he said he was like, yeah, you like flatten them and then you like give them a. He was basically saying how he likes to hurt people in rugby as well.
Right.
He's like, I think he quite liked hurting people. Yeah,
yeah,
sounds like
talking about his time as a bouncer and how they tried to go at him with knives and he was like all of this. He was like, oh, you should come out with me and my friends.
He's invited you on a night out.
Yeah, he was like, I'll take you out for a nice dinner. And
what?
I'm literally
why?
Like, I don't know, because we kind of hit it off. But then I was putting this front of like, yeah, I fight people.
Oh,
do you know what I mean? We were asking about the gym. I was like, oh, how much do you squat? He was like 250 kilograms or something. I was a bit more than me, but pound for pound. And
250 grams, I could do that.
Yeah. And he was like inviting me out for dinner. He was like, oh, bring your girlfriend. I was like, she's not gonna want to come. And then he was saying,
why are you gonna want to go?
And then he goes, he was like, yeah, my friend said I should ask you for some money. And I was like, oh, I can send you some money. And he was like, nah, he was like, I don't want your money. Pat on the back, brought me in like this. I'm happy if you're happy. Hey, boy, I'm happy if you're happy.
Did he say that?
Yeah, I'm happy if you're happy. I'm going, oh, thank you so much. Anyway, I was like, yeah, see you soon for that night out.
How long were you with him?
Over half an hour.
Fucking hell.
Well, hang on. Why is he so lovely?
Because he is he is nice. He's just like, I imagine he's like really nice, but.
You don't want to get on the wrong side of him.
Yes. And if you get on the wrong side of him, you're dead.
Right.
Not dead, but
okay.
You might as well be.
Yeah.
So then, yeah, I'm like, hi-fi, like, thank you so much, Pete. He's like, mate, no problem. I'm just so happy I'll get your phone back.
But great news. You've got your phone back. He was a nice guy.
I get on the train, got my old phone out. I'm like, I got my phone back to the alley and my mum. Got my phone back. They're like, I can't believe it. Like, stupid you went, but it's good you got your phone back. And then he messages me and he goes, hope you have a safe travels. And I said, thank you very much and thanks again. Great to meet you. And then he just messaged me, £50, please.
Did you give it to him? Did you give him the thingy?
You like a JJ tune. Basically, what's happened is you've turned up a massive wet wipe and thought I could get 50 quid out of him. And I went...
Is that all he replied? Just £50, please?
£50, please. Two words. £50, please.
Didn't you say I've happened to not wanting money?
I went, send me your bank details. But
did
at this stage, I actually feel a little bit... But he has gone out of his way and he does deserve the £50. But yeah. I was a little bit like, I thought we were becoming friends. Do you know what I mean? Like, I actually did feel a bit like, obviously I'm not going to be his friend, but he thought, so I'm not going on this night out with you now, 50 quid down.
You're not, you're a phone up.
I'm a phone up, and then 50, but it was the fact that he was like, I'm happy. You're not happy if I'm happy.
Yeah, you're happy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hold on, did you send the £50?
Well, this is the thing. Then I started getting scared. What if he's trying to get my bank details or something?
Do you know how bank transfers work?
No.
If you send someone £50, he can't hack into your bank.
Yeah, they can't get your details.
Well, this is what I did. I said to him, I can't use my bank, which is true, and it is really annoying, because I've locked it, because I had Apple Pay on my phone. I'm like, can I send you cash? So I got his address, sent him £50.
You posted £50
in an envelope.
Did you put anything else in the envelope?
No.
Has he messaged you to let you know that he received it?
Not a thank you.
Yeah, no more correspondence.
Hasn't asked if about the night out or anything like that.
Has he messaged you at all?
No. About the night out, like that's a thing.
Alfie, can you go on a night out with him?
I genuinely think if I went on a night out with him, like I'd be so out of my depth that I would end up like in a bad way.
Can you?
Because I would be I would genuinely start crying. Because if him and his friends are all like that and I'm there on my second gin and tonic thinking I'm feeling it a bit, I just think, what do they get up to? And like all fighting and stuff.
Are you feeling naughty? Are you feeling nice?
Nice. Okay.
Because everybody's got a price.
Price.
Hello, welcome back to an impromptu episode of Everybody's Got a Price. Alfie, how much money for you to go on a night out from start till finish with the lovely Eastern European gentleman?
I'd do it for a grand.
Oh, I'm paying it.
Really?
I'm paying it. I'll give you a grand.
The rule is
legally binding.
If you get the money, you have to do it.
Can you text him now then?
Yep.
I don't have him on this phone. This is my new phone. I have him on my old phone.
So your new phone or your old phone? Or which phone have you got?
My temporary phone I have him on.
So you will text him today when you get home and you will say, can we have that drink?
I cannot tell you how annoyed Ali is going to be with me if I let this man back into my life. Yeah. I literally cannot tell you.
It's a grand though.
You should have factored that in before you accepted a legally binding deal.
I'll give
a podcastly binding deal.
Yeah. Maybe if you went half as.
I wish you had his number now so you could message him and say, hello mate, I'm back in London today. Did you want another pint?
Next.
Yeah, but this... You think it's a big joke? Something bad could happen to me on that night.
Okay, how about...
Because it seems... What if they start fighting?
Ask if you can bring your mates and we all go.
We'll come. I'll come.
Yeah.
Will you actually?
Yeah.
Of course I'll come.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll come.
I love nutcases.
Yeah.
Hey, if we all go, I'll do it for free.
All right.
I'm not shaking on it because I don't need... Why do I need to shake on for free?
Because that makes it legally binding.
Podcastly binding.
Yeah, otherwise you're going to want a grand.
I'm a podcast lawyer.
And that is on the grand.
That is ancient podcast law. No, a grand on your own or free with us?
Yeah.
Which one are you choosing?
I'm not going on my own.
Shake.
All right, we're doing it free. And then not next episode, but episode after, can you bring your phone in and we will try and organise it?
Okay.
Everybody has a price.
Oh, no, it's not.
We'll make sure we're free that evening so we can, if he goes, come now.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be somewhere mental, isn't he?
Yeah.
He'll be good.
Yeah. Oh, man.
He said, if I need protection.
he's got condoms.
Shit, did he mean that? No, he didn't.
But it has a happy ending. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, I got my phone back.
That's great.
Yeah.
Wow. What a story.
Really good story.
And we could have just, this is how good we are as storytellers. We could have just ended it there.
Yeah.
We've added another element.
Yeah.
Put your life back at risk.
Yeah. It is good, isn't it?
That's what makes us great
friends. It is good.
We play the lottery of death.
I feel so anxious and horrible.
Good.
There's an issue here because someone has to follow that story up. So has anyone done anything that interesting that's worth talking about?
Not particularly, no.
I've been the arse doctor.
Oh, yeah. There we go. That's what we want to do.
Where did we get up to with your arse?
Your prostate?
I don't know if you've ever fully explained my arse, but I have, as you guys know, as close friends and one work colleague, that I have had a fairly long...
It's you, isn't it?
I think so, mate, yeah. I've had a long-running minor arse problem.
Yeah.
You said it was major. You can't even poo and
I can poo. What? I've not had a poo for a year.
You can't poo in public.
Who poos in public?
Public place.
You can't, it's so sore. You said that was why you weren't shitting in Trafalgar Square the other day.
Huh?
Pooing in public.
You said you hadn't pooed for like 4 months.
No, I didn't.
You said you hadn't pooed in pub. You can't poo in a public place that takes so long and you don't have all your tools.
No, that's not...
Tools?
No, okay. Should I just tell the actual truth? I've had for over a year, sometimes after I've been for a number two, a stinging sensation.
For a year?
Yeah.
Is it inside or is it on the rim?
It's around, it's the there or thereabout. Thank you. Yeah.
The 25 outside the bullseye.
The hole can't sting though, can it? Because the hole's not there.
Huh? No, the space between the hole can't sting. But the outer rim of the hole.
The
inner rim.
Very good point, though. Good podcast lore, that. That's been going on for a while. And I went to the doctor and they gave me a couple of little creams to try. Didn't really.
To rub it on,
there's nothing there. Just doesn't.
It's just sore.
Just sore. There's
so
no,
where do
there's
you
no
rub it? Just on the.
Well, I've went to the doctor first of all, and they had a little look up there.
Yeah.
There were two guys. There was a woman and a guy there, another doctor. It was a guy's first day there. I said, "You're having a bad first day, mate." Didn't really react to that. but then, so this has been going for a while. I've worked out a good management routine for it that has minimised it.
Right. What'd you do?
You can help with diet, like a lot of vegetables and stuff like that will help.
Just plug it with a carrot.
Also, you don't want to be wiping your paper. You want to be cleaning yourself with a shower,
right? Okay.
Which does mean I have to try and really plan my life around what I'm going to have to.
Wait! Every time you want to shit, you have to get in the shower.
I have saved so much money in toilet. Yes, it's not great, mate.
Fucking year, yeah, but what about the water bill?
No, I shower every day anyway. So you just got to time it. What I do? I'll get up. I'll have a lot of coffee. Kick things in action, do that, then shower, clean.
What? There must have been a time in a year where you're on like your fourth shit and you're like, fucking hell, I can't get back in the shower.
I forgot my shampoo.
I reckon there've been about three times in the last 6 months. Oh, no, less than that, probably twice in the last 6 months.
You've got to take a towel to the toilet.
No, where I've not been able to do that and I've had to just use paper and it's been a bit of unpleasantness.
Right.
Wait, so every other time, in a year,
I'm not doing it
you have showered after shit.
Yes.
But I don't get how that's physically possible because sometimes
there's more details I'm not telling you. Right?
Yeah.
It's worse than that.
Yeah, I don't know the details.
Okay, all right.
Why are you not telling us?
Right, yeah. I'll tell you, but this isn't becoming a fucking YouTube clip or an LTV clip, right? Okay. This is audio and Spotify only.
Okay. Okay, I actually promise.
Okay. About 25 odd years ago, I lived in Vancouver and there was a guy I met there.
Are we going back four of the fucking century?
Yeah. You've got to get the lore, right? Okay. 25 years ago, I lived in Vancouver.
Was that a fishing trip?
No, it wasn't. No. There was a guy there called Rich I met, and he was a little bit of a hippie guy, and he told me about something he called a Taoist shit. Which is basically how people in some ancient Eastern style will crouch to shit. And he said, it's unreal. He goes, you get 30% more volume if you get on the toilet and crouch down and shit. Right.
Well, like you put your feet on the seat.
Yeah.
You get what?
Yeah. You get a seat on the seat. So he told me this. And me and my mates at the time, we said, all right, we'll give it a go. We gave it a go. And we were like, yeah, okay, that does do a lot of... That does give you more volume, but I'm not going to do it.
What do you mean by more volume?
You'll get more out. You won't be later on going back for another one because you'll have cleared
it
out.
What are you holding on to?
Well.
A well?
Yeah, I go back full on olden days. So I'm obviously haven't been doing that much over the last 25 years, but then this, I thought, do you know what? We need to minimise the amount of times we go to the toilet. So yeah, I will crouch on the toilet seat, my dirty business,
Gollum?
And then get like fucking Gollum.
Are you completely nude?
Yes, I'm completely naked. Because I've got to then get straight in the shower to clean myself.
You're completely...
That's a TikTok, Robbie.
It's not a fucking TikTok.
This is a TikTok.
Podcast law. I love you in podcast law.
So your kids are playing Fortnite and in the room next door you're completely naked standing
like
that. What's going on with your hands?
Yeah, I want to know what's happening with the hands.
Well, you got to support yourself in some way. Actually, do you know what? It has really improved my leg strength and flexibility doing that once a day.
So are you covering your knob?
Why would I be covering my knob?
So it doesn't damage.
Well, he's naked.
Water.
Yeah, but imagine someone comes in.
There,
it looks like he's
why would anyone come
knob?
In? He's locked the door.
I've got the door.
Yeah, but
I know you're
so self-conscious about your knob. You hide it in front of yourself.
Yeah.
And Jack's still scarred of Fiona's dad walking in.
Oh. So, yeah, so we get. So that's basically been the history of that.
Did you tell me about that?
I need the process a little. You get completely naked.
I'm going to get in the shower anyway, so yes.
You stand on the loo.
Do you get completely naked if you just do normal poo?
No, I don't.
A normal poo.
But if you just sit there like that, you're completely naked.
Not normally.
Only if he's going to shower.
Not historically. Oh, okay. I'm saying now because I have to shower afterwards.
Right.
But where are your hands? Naked.
So, depending on the toilet, it could be more difficult. But you maybe a sink or something like that. Literally, you get to the point
like bracing
where you're quite practiced that you can hold on to the thing. But sometimes you'll go somewhere. If you're in a hotel or something, it might not have, like, anywhere obvious.
You're doing this in hotels, the full squat.
Were you doing this round cheap?
No, I decided I'm going to have a horrific arse in a hotel. Yeah,
you were doing this round cheap?
Yeah, I'd have been doing it round cheap, mate.
Yeah, well, I remember in Newcastle.
I think I was trying to...
Fucking hell.
I think by then I hadn't really refined my technique, but
yeah.
Certainly...
Right.
Certainly, yeah. That's basically my life. And I was thinking about this the other day. I basically been to doctors. Eventually, I said, look, can you... Nothing's sorting this out. Can you refer me to a consultant?
You told doctor you've been doing Gollum shits.
Didn't say that. No.
You didn't.
I said it's quite hard to manage.
Okay. Yeah. He read between the lines.
And they went, I said, writing down Gollum shits. So I went, all right, he knows. He knows the code. So then they said around the happy hour, they went, we're going to refer you to a consultant. I thought, okay, that's good. We got some kind of thing. About 4 months later, I thought I've not heard.
So much times had to pass with you shitting like
I
that.
I fucking know.
Before they do anything.
So 4 months later or so, I phoned him up and said, I've not really heard anything since you said you were going to refer me to Ars Doctor. And they went, oh, I tell you what, let me check. We'll call you back. And thank you. So a month passed. I'm like, I don't think they're calling me back.
Why are you not calling them back the next day?
Well, because I took them at their word. I thought they would call me back at some point. I didn't say to them at the time, when? Mm. When are you calling me back? I'm not like the guy who nicked his phone. And I had aggressive questions.
Just thought of a joke.
Go on.
Not the first time Gollum's had a problem with his ring.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Carry on.
Good, that, actually.
Where were we? What was I doing? I was going, doctor, yeah. I waited a month, come up again. They hadn't referred me to the arse doctor. So now I'm like 5 months back on where I should be.
Why hadn't
getting
they?
My arse sorted out.
Busy.
Just hadn't. Busy.
Yeah.
Mm. NHS cutbacks.
Is that their name?
I don't want to get political, but let's start voting for a political party that makes my arse better.
Yeah.
It's purely selfish.
Is that...
When you're thinking about votes next election, go... Who's going to fund the NHS so Robbie's arse can get better?
Yeah. What's their official job title? Because you do just keep saying arse doctor.
Yeah.
Colorectal surgeon.
Right.
If you say surgeon, he's going to get upset and with medical stuff, aren't you?
Me?
You don't like the word surgery and stuff, do you?
That's all right.
Is it all right?
It's all right, yeah.
Arse doctor is what I'm called.
Yeah, I prefer arse doctor.
Yeah, but I thought we had to, childize it for you. So
this guy's got a doctorate and you're just calling him arse doctor.
Yeah, he's become a doctor and then he's trained more, so he doesn't get called doctor, he gets called mister, that next level up, and we're just calling him arse doctor.
I wonder he's not calling you
Dr. P.
So no, it's not him. This is my immediate doctor. So this is the GP. The GP has not put me onto the arse doctor. So then they put me on the arse doctor. Arse doctor get people get in touch and go, right, there's a long waiting list to see the arse doctor.
Right.
So I waited for a bit and then they sent me another letter saying, yeah, that it's going to be longer than we thought. And this got to like the new year. And I'm like, do you know what? If I live to 100, that'll be a great age.
Yeah, good innings.
That'd be good innings. Yeah. I'll have had a sore ass for 1% of my life, and that is too much.
Yeah.
It's far too much.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. That's a lot of percent.
Half a percent is too much.
Yeah.
A 1%. One in 100.
One in every 100 days you've got a sore ass.
Yeah. But all together.
Yeah.
So I thought, do you know what? I'm gonna go private. Oh, you'd hope they'd all be private if they look at my ass, etc. So I called up Arse Doctors and actually went online, found an Arse Doctor. There were two at the local Arse Doctor Hospital, and one of them was £10 more expensive than the other one. I thought, do you know what? We'll go for the good one. And it was like 260 quid rather than 250 quid to go and see the Arse Doctor. So I went, okay, do you know what? It's gonna be worth it if it sorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it sorts out arse.
Yeah.
So I waited a couple of weeks till my appointment came around. Saturday morning, 8:30, went down there, birds singing in the trees. I'm like, this is me on the way to arse redemption.
So you're buzzing about this, yeah.
Yeah, I was quite like, I thought, do you know what? We're gonna get answers here.
Yeah, there's a spring in your arse that day.
So I went to see arse doctor, sat in there. He asked me a few questions. Not many questions, actually. So why are you here? I thought, I'd have hoped you've got my medical records and you'd know, but we'll go through this. Asked you a few questions. He went, all right. He goes, go and lie down on the bed.
Did you do any pre?
I was just thinking, I would definitely have made sure.
Did you shave your bum hole?
Yeah.
No, I'm not putting a razor blade near my stinging ass.
But he cleaned up.
I'm always exceptional.
Or Veet or whatever it's called.
I'm not putting any weird.
I wouldn't know. Like, how do you know if your arse is clean 100% sure?
Did you douche?
I'd want to be 100% sure.
I'm 100% sure at all times
Did you look in the mirror before?
No, I just cleaned it
thoroughly. That's so brave, man. Yeah.
You can tell. You know. I know so much about my arse that I didn't a year ago. So then it's not all been
done. Yeah, I suppose you're a pro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, saw arse doc and he says, right, go lie down on the bed. I said, I'm going to take my trousers down. He goes, you take down to your ankles like that. He said, but lie on your back. I was like,
what?
Why? So I went, okay, so I'm just lying there. Little Robbie's out on display. He's pulled a curtain across like that. I went in there. I thought, what's the point? The curtain. you're then going to pull the curtain back. Anyway, so just me and our doctor in there. He pulls the curtain across. In there, 15 seconds later, I go, okay, ready. Curtain comes back. Hot blonde woman.
He didn't pre-warn you.
What?
She wasn't even in the room. I didn't hear the door.
But the doctor's not. He's not on me. Just to let you know.
That shit's on Dynamo. I'll tell you that. You know.
So just to let you, he hasn't gone. Just to let you know, it's going to be a different doctor.
I went, hi.
And she had
like a coffee. She goes, I'll just put that over there. I was like. I mean, he's a bit late now, if I'm totally honest.
How were you doing that day?
Do you know what? I looked down
at
little Robbie and I thought, do you know what?
Not
this could be worse.
Right, yeah.
Like, there are some times when he brings shame on me.
Yeah,
it's I thought, do you know what? She's not going to go to see her mates later and go, bloke with a micropenis came in today.
That's all you can ask.
That's all.
Yeah.
And I thought, do you know what? You've done me a favour there, Venus. Thank you.
It's January as well, so that's fucking decent.
But did you look down after you saw it was her and said... How is it gonna look? Did you look down and
I looked down and I thought,
do
you know what? That's fine. I thought that's as good as
you can
it's
get.
Gonna get.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Unless I got, which would make it worse. So anyway, so there we're there. So doctor comes in as well. It wasn't the same person. It was a trick. It was just like she was in the room as well. And he goes,
why did he not warn you that she was going to come in, though?
Because I'm not convinced he's an arsehole.
Is that what the extra tenor was for?
And, hold on. Did you say she just moved the curtain back and put a coffee down?
No, a little cloth down. Yeah. Sorry, darling, let's put that on there.
I thought you said coffee.
That's
so unprofessional. Yeah. Like it's so disgusting. She can't drink anymore.
Like, oh, sorry, I'm going
to put it over there. So our doctor comes in, he gives a little poke around here, and then goes, right, bend over the side, we have to have a look up there. He goes, I'm going to have to stick a camera up. It's going to cost a bit extra. I went, all right. He showed me. It was like 100 quid or something like that. He goes, there's like a really mega camera that can go like all the way up, or I can just have a look, use the little one up there. I went, well, I don't think it's even inside. I think it's all around the outside. So just use the little one if you want. He goes, all right, fine. So he's
mega camera.
He gets some loot. He's fingering away. He's feeling around.
No, I can't. I'm sorry, I can't breeze past that bit.
She's got
he's
the
fingering away.
He's fingering away. Gets the stick. I can't see. I'm obviously looking the other way.
Is this hurting?
Well, where's she at this point?
No, it's all right actually.
Where's Madam at this point?
She, mate, what's she doing? She's offering the light, Jack. He's going to get the light in closer. Like you're at the dentist, but with arses.
The big silver
like
reflector.
A fucking photo shoot.
Yeah, they use a movie.
Men's health.
Yeah.
Wait, so he lubes his fingers up.
Yeah,
in a glove.
He's a gentleman. Yeah, yes, mate. He's wearing.
Does
a fucking
he then?
Glove.
And then is he like, okay, I'm just going to insert my fingers up.
He says, I'm just going to have a little check around there. See what's going.
How far up?
Yeah, great question.
Maybe a finger's length, I guess.
What a full finger? He's got the full finger up.
Full finger.
It felt.
I just don't.
But then there's a camera in there as well. He's putting a few things in there. So he's having a look around.
Is that the first time ever had a finger in your bum?
That's not what we're talking about. Right. So let's stick to this story.
So it wasn't painful at all?
No, it wasn't painful. It was maybe the pleasurable? It was a little bit uncomfortable.
Was it pleasurable?
It wasn't awful.
Okay.
Did you get...
No, it wasn't great.
Let me finish. I wasn't going to... Did you get a boner?
That's exactly... That's 100% what I thought you were going to say.
You really made it seem like you were going somewhere else.
Yeah.
Did you get the feeling you were in safe hands? Did your cock get hard, mate?
Yeah. No. Okay. I did not.
Semi?
No. But what, I was thinking, what? I think it's all right, this.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not that
it's
bad.
It's right. Worth the money. Worth the money.
It's worth the money, yeah.
But, was it not stinging?
No, because I've been quite tactical and made sure for a couple of days before I've been heavy on the veg because you can manage this well. And we'll get onto the future plans for how we're going to sort this out. But so we fiddles around for a bit there. Eventually goes, okay.
Fiddles around.
He goes, right, you can put your trousers and pants up now. We're done. I went, okay, that's good. He goes, you've not got arse can. I went, I didn't think I did have arse can.
Oh, did he say that?
We did say arse can. He said you've not got cancer or anything like that.
What? But how does he know that just by looking straight away?
Yeah, I wouldn't figure out that. And he goes and with a camera and that. And I said, you haven't got cancer. Is that you feel reassured now? I didn't think I had cancer. And also, I sort of came because it's. There he goes, all right. He goes, right, put your trousers up. Come sit down here. Hot blonde woman goes away. To probably tell her friends she's an average at best looking penis. So he sits down and he goes, right. He said, so do you feel happy now that we know it's nothing bad? I went, well, no, because the reason I've come here and paid what is now well over £300, including camera.
You think?
You put it that way, yeah. I said, the reason I've done this.
This is a brothel, mate.
He said the I wonder if I can get the camera footage for Fee to put in this. No.
As you can see on screen.
Did he let you take the camera footage home?
No, he didn't let me go.
It's an extra £20 if you want the DVD.
Yeah. Everyone on the Reddit.
Like a roller coaster ride.
Yeah. So glad they got visuals now. Yeah. Sorry for the audio listeners. What we're watching now is
the inside
like a water slide.
So he goes, right, are you happy now? Well, not really, because the reason I've come here is because I've been in pain for a year and I don't want to, I'm just worried it's going to be going on forever. He goes, it's not going to go on forever. Well, I don't fucking know, mate. You're a doctor. You're an arse doctor.
Yeah.
You should know. I don't know. And then he just goes, I swear, because as this goes on, it gets more, it's going to sound unbelievable. I've never made anything up in this podcast. This is no exception. This is completely verbatim how this conversation went, right? Okay. I went to, I like you guys sat out there.
I'm ready. Yeah.
And he goes, let's sit back in his seat. He goes, what should we do? I was like, what? He just went to the ceiling. He went, what should we do? And I'm like, I don't fucking know. I'm not an arse doctor. And he goes, I could put you on painkillers, but I think you'll probably become addicted to them. It's like,
personally. You seem like you have a really addictive personality.
So I was like, is there anything in between doing nothing and me becoming an opioid addict? Anything in the middle? Yeah. Me being some Netflix documentary in 3 months? Just trying to get that.
Wow.
I said, I'm just worried. I just don't want this to go on indefinitely. He goes, it won't. He goes, mate, honestly. He goes, I get a couple of people come in a month like this. No obvious cause and all this sort of stuff. And it always goes away eventually. And I'm like, right. And I'm feeling like, what? This has been a waste. And he goes, I was hoping for more than that. And he went, he looked around, like checked no one was there. Right, like looked at the door. he let in really quietly. He goes, I shouldn't really say this. And he goes, I swear to fucking God this is true.
He goes,
I shouldn't really say this. Went really quiet. He goes, you have got one of the most normal bottoms I've ever seen.
No, you shouldn't fucking say this.
Oh my God.
I swear to fucking God, those were his exact words.
Bottom.
He said bottom. But one of the most normal bottoms I have ever seen.
And
he sees a lot, right? That's not like just Stevie.
What did you say? What did you say?
I said, no. And he goes, honestly, mate. He goes, honestly, normally, if you have a look up there, something's not right. There's like a little bump here or a little tear there or something isn't quite right. He goes, yours, flawless.
Fuck off.
You've just been told.
I fucking swear to God.
You've just been told that you have a flawless arsehole by an arsehole expert.
One of the most normal... I mean, admittedly, the people who go to see the arsehole expert have fucked up arseholes.
Yeah. He didn't say just professionally, though. He said ever.
You've got the best of the worst arsehole.
I've got the most normal. He didn't say that. He's not an exceptional. The man's like straight down, like, straight bat, normal arsehole. So he said, you've got one of the most normal arseholes I've ever had. And... I asked him a few more questions. I said, anything I do like dietary wise? He goes, high fiber.
High fiber?
High fiber.
Yeah.
Great question. Flawless
answer. That. So he said, high fiber diet. Do that. I said, what do you want to do? Is there? He goes, fruit. Right.
Yeah.
Great. Is that free or do you need extra money to eat fruit? And do you know what? I walked away from that place without a real answer.
I'm just going to get water, carry on.
Okay. It's all right. I walked away from that place without a real answer of what was going on. And there was a point where I was annoyed I'd wasted money and I got any further. But as I walked out there and I was looking around at people, I was thinking, I've got a more normal arse than you. And you. And probably you. And it did kind of make it worth the money.
Yeah.
So we're still there, but what we're now going to do...
No progress.
But no, he's probably not a real doctor in hindsight.
So he just doesn't know what's wrong with it.
I could have done that. I'd have sticked a finger up your arse and gone, oh, that's a lovely bum. That's essentially what you paid for.
I'd say you got your phone back.
Yeah. So that's where we are. So now what we're going to do now is I'm just going to... I think he said you've got to wait... It will just heal now. So then what we need to do is just go heavy on the veg, do a month of just like proper, putting no pressure on the arse, just leaving it. Hopefully it'll sort itself out.
You still Gollum shitting?
Oh yeah, I've got you.
It's been a year. And he's just gone, just eat veg and you'll be fine.
Yeah, I did say to him, like, but it's been a year, mate. And that's when he turns on the arse.
If there's nothing to see.
If there's no cracks in the wall, there's nothing to plaster.
Yeah.
This happened over a week ago. Do you know how hard it's been not to tell you this story?
That's superb, though.
But I was thinking at the time, it's going to be good.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Oh, I really wish we could help you out.
I really wish we could see it.
I would like to see
it. It's just very normal looking.
Flawless.
Flawless.
No cuts or tears?
Apparently not. No, that's what he said.
What's
that's
stinging then? What's stinging?
Yeah.
Maybe you're allergic to shit.
Splinter?
No.
Just throwing ideas. The feces.
Ooh.
Or whatever that happened all of a sudden.
You can develop allergies at any point, can't you?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, Jack, is the answer. But if the arse doctor doesn't know, I don't think you're going to guess it.
Have you ever touched your own shit?
What?
This is...
What?
No, look.
Why are you asking?
So how are we getting
this
ranked
is
now?
So
are you trying
low.
To find out if it would rash his face?
So low. Touch for it. Me, the willy man. I can't even do this.
Touch it to see if... Why are you the willy man?
I just always talk about willies.
To touch it, see if you get a rash on your fingers, and then you know if you're allergic to feces. Not a bad idea.
But no, because then some... No.
It is a bad idea.
It's better than his fucking doctor.
No.
Oh, you've got a lovely, flawless arsehole.
The issue
you know
with
what?
That
would have been better if you suggested that.
Yeah.
And that's how mad the situation is.
The issue with that is that someone else would also have to touch it because there's a chance it's then just his shit that's acidic.
Okay.
He could rash
I'll give you a bit and I'll hold a bit on the pod.
All right.
Everybody.
Really all right? Podcast law.
Okay, let's do it. If you bring a bit of your poo in...
No, you're not going to hold it, Jack.
Nah, probably won't.
No, you won't. So yeah, I've got no resolution to it, but I'm going to work on my arse myself now and try and fix it. And I'll make sure I keep everyone in the pod up to date.
Yeah.
I love that you were so willing to tell us all.
That's good.
I'd hide that.
No, don't. Embrace speaking about your problems.
Yeah, embrace
look,
it.
This is within the safety of his three mates.
Yeah, I don't have...
Sends a good message.
Two mates and one work colleague.
I don't have problems that like that, so I'm not that worried.
But the thing is, I always look at people, like sometimes when someone gets ill, they're like the spokesperson for that.
Yeah, so you're the spokesperson
of ourselves. All the good diseases have been claimed.
Could you go on Diary of a CEO and speak about arse can?
I've not got arse can.
But arse ailment. Mm.
This very arse specific ale. Mystery arse ailment, yeah.
Can we get everyone to tweet Steve
Bartlett?
Saying get at Robbie Knox on the podcast to speak about arse. His
can you imagine that? Do you think he's going to ask? Do you think Steve Bartlett's going to go, I wonder if we could get a bit of your poo on the VOD?
I could still make you cry about it.
I think you just got to get there and cry really early.
How much fibre is in Huel?
I don't know.
It could get you all over that.
There we went.
Imagine if it turned out Huel was what caused it.
Oh!
It's not though, by the way, anyway.
I think, what are them things called they do on the Reddit with the little handle things?
Handles?
No, like the little buttons you can have.
Oh yeah, what are they?
Flare.
We should get a new one on
mystery
there.
Mystery arse. No, the man with the mystery arse.
Robbie's flawless anus.
Robbie's flawless anus!
Most normal anus. Yeah.
Hey, you been up to anything else apart from that?
Yep. Been skiing. Oh, you'll like this as well. I've been skiing for a few days, made YouTube videos. Went to Slovakia and Poland. I was going to do three ski resorts in 3 days. First one was closed because it's too windy in Slovakia. So I just hung out in Slovakia, but went to Poland. Skiing.
What? Hang out where? Where'd you go?
What do you mean?
You just stayed in the airport or what?
No. I went to the resort and then... Stayed the night, then in the morning the plan was to go and ski and then that evening go to Poland.
Right.
But the mountain was closed, so just hung around, had lunch, had a few drinks, and then got the bus to Poland.
Okay.
But then Poland, skiing two ski resorts, had a good time, good fun. But I went to a thermal baths, me and my friends. I was with three friends, all my age, and we went along to this thermal bath. My friend Jay didn't want to go in, but the other two we went in, and it's all these rooms, like jacuzzis, all these things, and there's floors and floors of this thing. And it's like heated from the ground. And the first bit you go in is like lots of hot tubs of different temperatures and stuff like that. It's quite good. Like, loads of people there, really busy. Quite a lot of kids around sort of thing. It's like where families seem to be hanging out. You go outside and there's the outdoor bit. So it's still all hot outside and mountains. It's lovely scenery, snow outside. But this was like, there was a DJ playing and there was a bar you could swim up to and all this. You can just get your beers and all this.
That's unreal, that.
It was good. It had a bit of sort of like teenage disco. Like a lot of the people there were quite young, probably I'd say not quite of drinking age or anything. But there were people, like myself, drinking. And we were just sitting there having quite a good time. And there was like all sorts of like lazy river thing by where, you know, the one that pulls you around.
Cool.
Where the DJ was, you just like float past the DJ.
Oh, nice.
Was he playing? Who Let the Dogs Out?
What did he play? He played a lot of like shit Euro pop. He did do occasional remixes of certain songs and stuff like that. Things that you recognise.
Peaky Girls.
That sort of vibe. I've had the time of my life. That sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Yeah.
So doing all that sort of stuff. But then we went up to, on the very top, there was an adults only, so saunarium, they called it, that's like a loads of different rooms of like different saunas, steam rooms, swimming pools, jacuzzis, loads of them, like probably about 15, 20 different things up there. Got there. That's nudity only.
Oh, I bet you fucking loved it.
Did I? Yeah.
Did you get naked?
So you get a towel and you wear your towel going around.
Why nudity only? Shouldn't it be nudity optional?
No, because they want people like you coming in, judgmental people.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't go
you
in.
You can't just go in. No, because you're just going to go in there and look at tits so for free without giving anything up. You know what? You've got to do a bit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is you're back. Giving anything back. You're going, I'm looking at your tits because you could look at my nut.
Yeah. No, you might be talking about his flawless anus. Yeah. The innocent one.
There's some supermodel. There's a supermodel laying there, and you're going, that's an even trade.
You're an innocent one. Sorry, Steve.
Carry on.
Because let's be honest, if it was, you could just go without that, loads of blokes are just going to go in. Weird people.
Yeah. So it's like, you've got to get your knob out. If
so
you want
you've got to pay the toll if you want to see. fair enough, we're going to go in. And we went in, me and my friend Andy and my friend Stu.
And you saw their knobs?
Yes, I did.
Fucking hell, I couldn't do that.
But you're not staring at people's knobs.
Have you seen your mate's knobs before?
I played football with them probably then at some point.
Were you not thinking just as...
an old only football.
Shirts and skins.
No, football. I mean, anal sex, sorry. We play football.
But were you not like that? When he was about to take the towel off, were you like, I'm about to see Stu's knob?
No,
I'd be like
really.
That. I'd be like, I'm about to see Robbie's knob. No, like, his actual fucking knob. And like, so...
we've been smashing pints down at the kids' disco, so we were really like a bit
so
hammered.
Wrong.
And you went upstairs and got your knob out.
We went in. Looking at each other like, time to go up, isn't it?
So we went in and we got our towels around us, and we're like, because we don't know what the etiquette is here, like that. Because there's lots of people around, so we thought, right, we'll get in a sauna. And there was couple in there, and the woman had the towel wrapped around her. And he had the towel, he's had it sort of on him, just draped over his penis. That's quite good. A bit of confidence. He's not flaunting there. Yes. He's just quite
a
sort
little
of,
drape.
Little drape like that. So we went, okay. Then we thought, we've done a sauna, let's get a pint in. And there was a bar there as well. So we're just having, we sat there.
Was the barman naked?
No, the staff were all clothed.
Oh, so they're allowed?
Yeah.
So you're towelled having a drink?
I'm towelled.
Are you naked?
No, I'm towelled. We're all towelled like this. You've got a towel around you. But then we noticed, you would see occasionally completely naked people in the distance who were like coming out of like the steam room or something like that. But then we went outside and there's like swimming pools. I'm like, naked swimming. I've done naked swimming before. So we have a little swim around naked.
You've done naked swimming before?
I did naked swimming last summer.
Yeah, you said about it on the
phone. Oh, yeah, of course.
And that's what I was saying. Because remember, I obviously didn't know this was going to happen, but I was like, oh, I'd love to do that again. It was nice. It's nice just swimming around.
Did you get an erection?
No, it's not about that. It's not sexual. Just being naked is nice.
Being naked, I'd get an erection.
What, just every time you're naked? What? You said you get erections and joggers as well.
Yeah, joggers, I get erections and just the air.
Well, practice by getting naked and having a shit.
No, I'm not. No, I'm trapped.
Okay. Trapped?
Sealed in.
I'm sealed in. Airtight.
So eventually, as the night got on, people were a bit more relaxed, it seemed like that. And by the end of it, you're just getting the sauna, put your towel around and they're naked. Absolutely fine.
In the sauna.
Yeah. There is no
way. But there's girls doing the same as well.
I couldn't do it.
Girls sat around naked, boys sat around naked. It was fine. It was all good. And
that.
Yep. At least people get the casual slap.
Yeah. Little boys and girls.
No, over 18. I said very clearly. So we're all. So, but it's just quite a nice atmosphere. And I've sort of chilled out and all that. And also, I know you might be thinking, because if I'm in a nudist sort of thing in the UK, you're thinking like old people like that. I was like the oldest person there. It was mostly like people in their 20s and stuff.
Oh, mate.
What?
Put a towel on then. You can't go around with 20-year-olds if you cock out.
What's wrong with that? I'm not walking around my cock out. I'm
don't
occasionally
go. Don't go.
Why?
Because they're looking at you.
No one's looking at each other. You sit there,
you know the old guy in a club, and you're like, why is that old guy in this club? Imagine the guy has his cock out.
Okay, there are some people around my age, but not. But mostly, I'm saying it was
you
young
and your
crowd.
You and your two mates.
No, the other people as well. Other people as well. But
you three are that. They're all having like a girl party. And this is what a flawless 45-year-old arsehole looks like.
Yeah. Oh,
one day you'll get here.
But the thing is, you're sat there in the hot tub just chatting to a couple. You should have a conversation about where you're from and all that sort of stuff. Everyone's just naked.
Are you look at their knobs?
No, I mean, you might see it in the corner of your eye, but I'm not.
Yeah.
But
like, do you not look at the knob and then compare it to your own?
No, because everyone's...
How is that humanly possible?
Because everyone's penis kind of looked the same. Like I didn't know it's a single large or small penis.
That's nice.
Normal.
That's really nice.
You're not inspecting, but you'll see, you walk in and be up. Kind of.
That's because if you're tiny, if you're a little micro, you're not going, are you? You're going, I'll sit that one out.
Yeah, but I'm not saying
maybe
massive.
I think if you're too big, you're not going either.
Because you draw eyes to it.
Yeah.
Or just... Most people have a normal size penis. Yeah.
And it's a place of warmth, so you're probably at your best anyway.
Oh, yeah, but then you get brave and you go into the snow cave that's freezing.
A naked snow cave?
Well, I've still got the towel around me sort of thing. But then...
Did you see boobs?
Yeah.
I can't do this anymore. How do you maintain eye contact when there's boobs
in
the room?
Their eyes.
Okay.
Yeah, occasionally.
You need
you
to be able
see...
to control yourself around boobs.
Yeah, you need to...
Okay, right.
But there was... When we were in the snow cave, my friend, a woman came in with a presumably boyfriend or something. She came like that and she sort of said something joking about it being cold or something. And Stu, as a joke, said, you can have a snowball fight, pretending to throw this, but not at her, just like to the side. Like, don't worry, you have a snowball fight. And she got a towel and went, I'll give you a target. And flashed her boobs.
What?
That's too far. That's not
just
etiquette.
It's a joke.
No,
everyone
that's
laughed.
Not etiquette.
No,
that's not
laughed.
Etiquette.
That's
on.
Sexual.
That's
now.
A little bit sleazy.
Wasn't sexual.
That's
it was
sexual
a laugh.
Now.
It was joking.
It wasn't a laugh. It was sexual.
So if
everyone laughed.
If you did this,
everyone clapped.
If she went, oh, like a snowball fight, and you went, I'll give you a target, penis.
Yeah.
That's out of order, isn't it?
No, it's different. No, yeah, it is different.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean it's sexual. It just means there's a slight power imbalance between men and females.
Do you know what? It's a little bit playful.
It is
like,
playful.
Ooh, like hit the target.
I would lose my mind.
In what way, Jack?
I would just melt. I would just not want to be in that vicinity. I would run a mile.
I would feel so.
I was thinking Jack would hate this.
I just could not have anyone see my penis.
No.
I would hate it so much.
Surely your partner's seen your penis?
So there's a select, you know, like. My partner.
Oh, were doctors. You about to say there's a select few?
Yeah, like yeah. Partner, doctors.
Mum.
No.
Your mum's where you touch tips.
Oh, when I'm a kid, anyone can see it.
Yeah.
What?
Not now.
What?
You don't
what?
Care when you're a kid, do you? No one cares when you're a kid.
I think no one cares, but what I'm saying is it was a really nice, it was a really nice place to go to. It was good fun. It was... Just a relaxing place. And I could have stayed there for hours. We were there till 11 PM. I would have said if it hadn't shut there, we'd have stayed.
So where was Target Tits from?
I don't know.
Target Tits.
I don't know. She was just probably Poland, I imagine. Most people were Polish.
Yeah, that was the swingers party that.
It wasn't.
I swear to God, Robbie. I swear down that was the swingers party.
The hit the target comments a bit like coming.
But it was
dead.
A joke. It
look at my boobies.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was a jokey sort of thing.
Mm.
And then we were like, ha ha, carry on.
Right.
So yeah,
sex pie,
not sex pie,
but it was going
nudity
that way.
And sexuality.
She was testing the waters. She was dipping her tit in the water, so to speak.
Okay, I feel I should have told you about that.
We're not mature enough to handle this conversation.
But
don't bring boobies to the table. Yeah. That was never going to end well, was it?
But go if you're there, go along. It was excellent.
Love it.
What? Go get naked.
Go get naked. Yeah.
Just give us the address.
It's called Chocolowski Termi.
I would honestly.
Let me check.
You play Everybody Has a Price. That would be a big price.
Would it? Yeah.
Yeah, I would not.
So you'd have to pay to get in.
How much did you get to vlog whilst you were there? Obviously, not that place.
I vlogged the trip in general. Here's the largest thermal baths in Poland. Yeah. That's good. Chocolowski Termi, it's called. I've got enough for two videos, basically, of the two.
Ski and stuff, not
naked. I wish I was more free with my body.
You probably will do as you get older and...
Do you think?
Yeah, I reckon.
I'm just the most prudish man in the world.
Mm.
It's horrible, really.
Why don't you go to that without anyone that you know?
still be awful, wouldn't it? Yeah. I'd find it harder without anyone I know.
I've braved when me and you went to Nuffield's one time. You went in the shower and there was strangers and I thought I'd just get it out. When I changed into my pants, just had it out for like 5 seconds.
Did you?
Mm. I was because the showers at Nuffield have doors.
See, I can
No, it was like everyone was getting changed. I had my shower.
I go into a cubicle. Yeah.
There's a few boys at my football team that get
they love
naked
it.
And yeah. they walk around, right? So I thought, and I've never been like a naked person, but if you
never been naked.
No, but like you go in the shower getting naked, but they go in the shower. I thought you'd go in the shower, get naked, put your pants on in there, then come out.
Yeah.
They get naked and then they just come out and they just start talking to you normally. And I'm like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. The cock in your face.
I was blown away. The first time I played men's football, I wasn't blown, Steve. I was blown away.
You
I
saw said you right. it.
No, I saw you.
You right. said it.
Blown home anyway.
It was very like. They got in the showers and then someone would always be like naked, like, oh, come on, let me in then. Like, everyone's like,
psh, was that the manager?
Like
yeah.
That was the manager.
No, the under 18s manager who I played in the first team with, and he was my manager for under 18s. Next week, I'm looking at his willy.
You're under 18?
I was 16.
Crikey.
Yeah.
Quite weird.
Wow.
Seeing men's penises.
But you see, when I was younger, that was kind of more normal, I think, changing rooms. Most swimming pools, when I was growing up, they didn't have like, you wouldn't go to separate rooms. There'd be like a men's changing room and a women's changing room, and you just go off into this big room and all get changed. So
that's what there is still now, I think.
Is there a lot of places I'd go now have got like individual little cubicles?
Yeah. Oh, right, yeah.
Rather than just one big room where loads of people get changed.
Maybe we should be more free.
It's nice. It feels nice.
I feel like we've not really done. Have you done much?
I've nothing compared to those. That's the issue. Like, I've got things that I want to talk about, but everything's shit compared.
Yeah. I mean, quite yesterday. Pressing.
Probably better than my arse.
Yesterday.
No, your arse is flawless, mate.
Yeah.
I was just laid on the sofa after playing football yesterday, and I spent 30 minutes on the sex offenders register. Genuinely.
Really?
How'd you get off
Can
it?
Can you just access it? 30 minutes on there. It was only a minor crime.
I genuinely thought that you'd done something that got you put on the sex offender register, but then you got yourself
30 minutes.
Sounds like a Max Foss video. I got on the sex offenders register for 30 minutes.
Oh, don't steal that idea, man.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, I did. I just went...
How can you... What do you type in?
You can't actually go on the official sex offenders register, because, like...
What are you going on, then?
So, well, so this is the thing, because you have to apply to see the actual... You have to give a valid reason to why you're searching. So, that was my reason.
What would you do, like, if you were moving house?
Moving
house, like,
the guy next door seems a little bit creepy with my kids. Like, I want to go, because it's, like, called Sarah's Law, and you can go on and then find it. And I didn't want to go on the government website and put my details in, because I've got no real valid to be, valid reason to be looking other than just bored.
You could take a punt, though, couldn't you? My mate, this guy knows Stevie.
No.
Yeah, I was literally on Fortnite, and then the servers went down, so I just went, let's have a look on that. And then...
Hold on, why did you think of it?
So, because I remember telling a story on the podcast about when someone I knew got caught by the paedophile hunters.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see what his name was, because I couldn't remember it. So I went online, searched his name, paedophile, couldn't find it. So I went on the sex...
searched his name, paedophile.
But there's a website called like offenders.org or something like that. And I think what it is some companies collated all of the pedos and sex offenders that have ever been caught on the pedo hunting things.
Okay.
So I would...
You're on Dragon's Den. What's your business idea? I'm going to collate all the pedos.
So I went on and I just put like Norwich in just to see. And then it was like... kind of like a guess who, like going through, do I know that?
Did you know any names?
Nah. And I even put like another town where a lot of my family live and put Dean, surname, because I thought, imagine if you just see like your uncle on there. Be horrible.
So don't go looking.
No, because I would want to know if one of my family's a nonce. So I put it in. No, nothing came up. Get in.
Yeah.
1-0. 1-0 us. We don't get caught. We don't get caught.
Well, you don't do it in the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a weird time.
Is that the story?
No, I'm just saying that.
I thought it was going to be like, and then I saw this boy from school.
No, I'm saying we've done nothing. I spent 30 minutes on the sex offender. We've done fuck all, yeah.
Lovely.
What have you done?
I've got, I'm furious. I'm angry at something. You may remember.
Because I'm checking the sex offender.
Found me. You may remember I told Robbie, I told you all, but I was watching Succession.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I only had 2 episodes left to go when we last recorded a podcast.
How many are there?
Four seasons, 10 episodes per season.
Did everyone message you the ending?
Told you this last time. No one messaged me a thing because I actually ended up watching the final two episodes before
it went
the
out.
Episode
cool.
went out.
Yeah. Cool.
Good,
cool.
Good.
I have never, in my time of however many years of Succession being out, seen a post about it, an article about it. The only ever real time I'd heard about Succession was Robbie Knox.
Mm. Yeah.
The night before I decided to watch the final, I'm in bed, scrolling on Twitter, and a viral tweet comes up that was tweeted that day, 13,000 likes.
Oh, you're not going to ruin it, spoil it.
No, I'm not going to spoil it for people listening, but I can give you an idea of what the tweet is. The film, the series, is called Succession.
Yeah.
The concept of the series is who will be the successor of this company.
Yeah.
From the first episode, you think it's going to be someone who's going to eventually take over this company. Mm. The tweet told you who takes over the company.
No way.
The whole of the last episode is going, is it them? Is it them? Is it this person? Is it this person? And I was watching the whole thing going, well, no, it is. A fucking fuming.
That's bad luck.
I've never, ever seen a tweet about it. And I watched the whole thing a year after it came out and this one tweet pops up. And the tweet's just going, in hindsight, it's obvious it was going to be that person.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, great. No, it fucking wasn't. Not to me.
Richard Osman has got a podcast that he
he's
does.
He's not in it.
That is called The Rest is Entertainment. And he's got an episode that's just dropped that says, how long should you leave it before you're allowed to spoil a thing?
I get that. I didn't have an issue with how long it had been because the finale was about a year ago.
Yeah.
It was just, how unlikely is that random tweet to come up? I've never tweeted about
Succession. No, but because you're searching it on Netflix, it's probably in your cookies.
You don't know how that works, do you?
No.
Stop doing that with your fingers. It's like you're Robbie's
arse. I think you just thought of eating a cookie and now he's got shit.
And then, so that happened with Succession. Jack's been banging on about making me watch The Traitors.
Oh.
I've seen pretty much seen the first season.
Don't spoil anything here.
No, I won't. I watched the first episode of season two at the gym this morning. I was on a cross trainer, looked up, TV, interview with the person who came second, showed a clip of who came first.
I saw a tweet it was just a name.
Right.
I saw it and I was like, well, I'm not going to start now.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch it now. I just won't. I can't be asked.
It's still good.
Because I'm watching it going, I know it's not that person.
If I told you that the World Cup final was England versus Brazil and England won 10-8, you would go and watch the full 90 back, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'd watch the highlights.
No, you would. All right. I would. Well, stop doing that.
Because I hate the films that start and it's like the end and they're like, and this is how I got here.
I know, I like it because then you want to see how it got there.
No, I don't. Like, just show me the journey and then the ending.
This is how we're going to start this podcast now. So we're going to start this podcast with Robbie's Arse Doctor.
And the arse doctor said this.
Yeah, and then we're going to say, you're probably wondering how we got there.
Probably were. And it's like, dong, 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 dong.
Yeah, and then it goes into our little song.
Yeah.
Genius.
Dear Robbie, please give
we've
me.
We've done it before.
Yeah, we've done it, yeah. Should we leave it there?
Are we all caught up, baby?
I enjoyed that. Great stories, lads.
Thank you.
Good arse. Good phone.
That's me done for all caught ups now. It's the only one I've ever had, really.
Yeah, I can tread water for a bit now.
Yeah.
Alfie normally has nothing to say, and we've not really had much to say this time.
No, but maybe something will happen this week that I can bring to the table. I hope something happens, and then I can actually come and tell you about it next week.
I was saying to Jack, like, I love that, like, obviously I don't like when negative things happen in life, but when they do, my brain instantly goes, yeah, but to be fair, all caught up's going to be good.
Makes you a little bit braver, doesn't it, in life?
Yeah.
It does take the edge off an unpleasant doctor's experience.
Yeah. Would you have gone to get your phone if you knew you didn't have a platform to speak about it on?
No.
Exactly.
No.
There we go. It's been Jack Mate's Happy Hour podcast with Alfie Indra, Robbie Knox, Stevie White and me, Jack Mate. We'll see you on Thursday for a guest step and we'll see you next week when we were... I'll tell you what we were supposed to do. Argumental part two.
Oh, yeah.
Look, the story's took too long.
I guess we'll do that next week. See you then.
Bye.
Jack Mate's Happy Hour.